This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's evidence this week that the beaten-down stock market may be disconnected to the real world of work in the U.S. Walmart, America's largest private employer, is now going to boost wages by more than it had first announced. Marketplace's Annie Baxter joins me now live with details. Annie, what is Walmart Brass in Benton, Arkansas planning here?
Well, under the plan, Walmart's minimum wage is going up to $10 an hour. Entry-level workers will start at less than that, but they will bump up to 10 bucks an hour after completing a training program. But it's not just minimum wage earners affected here. All hourly workers employed as of December 31st will get a 2% pay bump. And the changes are going to affect more than a million hourly U.S. workers at Walmart and Sam's Club stores.
Out of the kindness of their hearts, I'm sure. But give us some context here.
Well, as you may have heard, you know, Walmart has been under a lot of pressure from activists to boost wages. And, you know, you could say that there's also economic pressure mounting, too. So wages in the U.S. had an over-the-year growth rate of 2.5% in December. That is not super strong by historical standards, but it is one of the biggest annual gains in this expansion period. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics, and he says competition for workers is increasing. And boosting wages helps employers recruit workers, but also helps them avoid turnover, which is a big deal.
You have to bring in new people. You have to train them. That's not easy, and it costs a lot of money. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably better to pay a little bit more your existing workers, retain them, and then you won't have to pay those training costs.
Now, there is some speculation that Walmart's moves will compel rivals to follow its lead. And it's also worth noting that Walmart's wage hike news comes about a week after it said it would close around 270 stores. But the company says the two things are unrelated.
Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you.
You're welcome.